I'm Ann Garrels in Kabul. Just a few months ago, Dr. Abdullah was the foreign minister of a tiny patch of Afghan territory still held by the Northern Alliance. Today, back in the capital, with the title of foreign minister in the interim government, he's clearly thrilled a peaceful transition has been negotiated.
Our next job is to make the implementation of it as smooth as possible, and I don't see why it shouldn't happen smoothly. It will take lots of efforts, like the agreement itself, but it will take place.
Unlike past agreements which have failed, Abdullah said this one had a chance because of the backing and pressure of the United Nations. However, this agreement sidelines his boss, 61-year-old President Rabbani. Since 1996, when the Taliban chased him out of Kabul, the UN has continued to recognize the white-bearded theologian as head of state. In his efforts to preserve his role, Rabbani tried to undermine the bond talks. He failed. He's been eclipsed by a younger generation of leaders. There are, however, concerns he could still be a troublemaker. He's already been telling people the UN hijacked the talks and Afghanistan, and he may pursue this argument. But diplomats here in Kabul say he has little to work with. Russia, his main backer, has made it clear it's time to stand down. And Rabbani has little support in the capital. His return last month sent shudders through many residents. They remembered all too well how under him there was a brutal struggle between rival groups that reduced the city to ruins. An informal poll on the streets of Kabul produced almost no votes for Rabbani. In the absence of any other compelling political leader, almost everyone called for the 87-year-old exiled king, Zahir Shah. Hamid Karzai, the new head of the interim government, is not well known in the capital. But residents like 25-year-old Habibullah breathed a sigh of relief when the talks ended without another round of fighting.
We are very happy for this new government.
He dares to dream of a normal future.
We appeal to United Nations to help us about education and entertainment. A new generation need to sports complex like football and volleyball and others.
Soldiers with Rabbani's Northern Alliance troops also welcome Karzai's appointment, calling it a good solution until elections can be held. 45-year-old Saeed Abdul Rahim, who's been a fighter for 23 years, is ready to put down his gun. We want peace, he said today, nothing else. The 44-year-old Karzai was born into one of southern Afghanistan's most powerful tribes. An English-speaking relative of the former king, he's widely acceptable to various factions inside and outside Afghanistan. He's untainted by the bloody feuds of the early 90s, and he's now respected for his stand against the Taliban in Kandahar. His only liability is the support he has in the West. Afghans say he must take care not to appear to be a puppet of outside powers. Afghans are a suspicious lot. They want the support of the West, but not what they call interference. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Kabul.